Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of the top futurists of our time. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for 15 years now, and just an awesome resource for us. I've been following Joel's work and wisdom for 30 years since I first saw his book on paradigms, discovering paradigms, the business of discovering the future, the book and the film. And he's written many other books since then, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future. His work on implications is historic. He's our good friend Joe Barker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Happy to be there.
It's good to have you here, Joel. So one of the things that's been interesting to me over the years has been to see how we use antibiotic medicine.
Yep.
And you know, people, penicillin saved, you know, gazillion lives, but some people are allergic to penicillin. So they came up with an alternative, right? And then you've got, if you have a sinus infection, you take amoxicillin. And you know, after a while, and then we wind up getting, building up resistances to antibiotics. And if you take them the wrong way, if you take too many, they wind up not being effective in you. You have to be careful about this. But over the years, as there's been a lot of work done on with antibiotics, but there's really a lot more to do, and you've got a breakthrough report for us.
Right. In fact, today we're going to talk about three silver bullets. Silver bullets are theoretically, they don't really exist because they're just something will make them less than useful.
Right.
But these are true silver bullets. Princeton has developed what they call the poison arrow molecule, and the metaphor is, the arrow punctures the victim,
mm-hmm.
and then the arrow has poison on the end of it, so it not only punctures and causes a physical damage, it has chemical damage as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they have come up with a new molecule, which is now they actually talk about it as a specific medicine as well, but it's a molecule that is a silver bullet because it does two things. Number one, it is, maybe people don't know this, but there are gram-positive and gram-negative infections. Gram-positive.
I didn't know this.
Well, this is interesting. Okay, so gram-positive is what penicillin works against, and it's what most of our antibiotics work on.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they don't work very well or not at all on gram-negative is because gram-negative has a coating around the cell that protects the cell from being intruded
by the bacteria cell.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so they literally have armor around to protect them. And here's what the new molecule from Princeton does. It punctures the molecule a la the poisoned arrow, the arrow part. It punctures that wall and then intrudes inside and then physically chews up the interior of the pathogen. So it can't resist. It's literally, they tried it on a whole bunch of things. Especially gram-negative, because that's really important.
Right.
And nothing could resist it.
We hear stories about where somebody gets an infection, and it's hard for us to believe, but the doctors throw everything they have at it, and they can't stop the infection. The person dies from that bacteria, from that infection. That was probably a gram-negative infection,
wasn't it? Exactly. In all likelihood, that was gram-negative. So what we have now is something that works on MRSA, which right now is killing people in hospitals like crazy,
mm-hmm.
Staphylococcus,
mm-hmm.
gonorrhea. In fact, everything they've tried it on, it has been successful.
Wow.
And as near as they can tell, because it physically, the point of the arrow is not a chemical. The point of the arrow is something sharp enough to penetrate the cell wall.
Huh.
It's not something that they can build a defense about, because if they try and make the wall stronger, it makes it less likely that
it's
they can make the rest of their...
It's literally an analog physical thing. It's not a digital or an organic thing. It's a physical weapon.
Yes, it is. So it has a combination of physical intrusion, and then it has poison as well. So mm-hmm. it also adds that. So what they're saying is it looks like this is the beginning of, could be a whole host of drugs that use this technology.
Right.
And it gives us more than a fighting chance.
Right.
And a million attempts, it solved the problem a million times.
Any idea when this will be available in some kind of a product? Anybody
yeah,
know?
Because one of the problems was it was too strong. It was killing human cells. And so they've just finished readjusting it. So they've got one that's 1,000 times more potent against the bacteria than it is against human cells.
Right. So you take lower doses of it. Hopefully it'll be out soon.
Exactly.
We appreciate our good friend Joe Barker for bringing that awesome report. Keep tracking that, folks. Gram negative and gram positive. That's how you keep track of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.